I got to say this, and I know you've reflected on your life, but the plan by our maker to put you in that position to get all that stock started right back here with your father, and you got into the business, and there was, it just, it was, I've talked to so many people in this series for voicesofoklahoma.com. when you trace back, the groundwork was being laid for me to get to the point like where you were.
Right.
Do you think about that?
I do. I there was no question I was lucky. I was in the right place at the right time. I think I was a pretty good people manager of United Video. We wound up with 800 employees in the end. And that's the part that I missed the most of being not working was having all those people. We had a wonderful family of people working for us.
Well, it's not to take away from the fact that you were a hard worker and you earned it. You did it the hard way, as they say. You earned it.
Yeah.
And if you were a people manager. And so you earned wherever you got.
I tried to be there before anybody else and leave after everybody else.
Right. So you, I call it that worker chip that's in our brain. Some of us just have to work, and some people just have to play.
Right.
But some of us have to work, and you were one of those have to workers
right.
kind of guys.
I was.
That's the example we want young people, as they listen to this, to learn. Either they have it and learn to have it, or they have it from the very beginning, from the get-go.
I tell my kids and my grandkids, you know, be there early, be there late, and take every chance you can to take more work than that your boss will give you. That's the way to get ahead.
Did any of your children, how many children did you have?
I have three girls and a stepson.
Okay. Any of your family that be in the cable business or television business at all?
Nope.
No. Didn't want to be part of that.
Well, I have three girls, so two of them are housewives. Well, all three of them are housewives. Mm-hmm. Actually, all three of them kind of work now, but not at anything very serious.
We should go back and talk about Ed Taylor again. He started a channel with news photographs and announcers reading stories about those pictures.
He started, he tried a whole bunch of different things. I've kind of forgotten about that because TBS was the real money. But I remember that. You ought to talk to Jim Trecek some more because he worked for him while they were doing a lot of those different services. I don't remember that one at all.
Well, then Ted Turner says nobody was interested in 24-hour news. But apparently there were some results from people were watching the photographs with newsreaders, and they started a company called Cable News Network. And so CNN was born, but it was an Ed Taylor who planted the seed, apparently, in the brain of somebody like Ted Turner. And he was, and Ed Taylor is a Tulsan. So you have taken losses along the way, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. We tried a lot of things. We were the first ones also to do radio. At our uplink in Chicago, we had one of the guys that worked for me. Was a real technology guy, and he said, you know, video signal is this wide, and video really only takes up this. So you get a little bit of space here and a little bit of space here, and we can slice that up into little frequencies and put radio signals on there. And we started the satellite music network, selling 24-hour day, 7-day a week, country, rock, jazz. I can't remember how many. I think we had five channels, and we had five disc jockeys full time, well, round the clock kind of disc jockeys. And we were selling those to radio stations, mainly to fill in, mostly to little radio stations like Worland, Wyoming, where they couldn't afford or didn't want to ever have a guy working all night. There'd only be three people listening. So they could take our service at a pretty cheap deal. So when they went off the air at midnight, our service was on until 6 o'clock the next morning. So they were running 24 hours a day, and all they had to do is flip a switch. And we sold that. That went public, actually. And my board of directors at United Video said that's the dumbest thing ever. You'll never make any money. But I invested quite a bit of my own money in it. And we sold it to ABC and did really well.
You invested quite a bit of your own money, but United Video was the name on it, doing it. And your directors laughed at you, but you put your own money in it, and it worked.
Yeah.
And did anybody come to you and say, you were right, Roy?
They did at the end, yeah.
Because you ended up making money for the company.
Right.
Fascinating. Those of you who are so successful, you're willing to take risks. You're willing to risk money, maybe reputation. Would you agree? You have to be a risk taker.
Yeah. It really helped that we never had any debt after the satellite thing started going. We had that's very helpful, not having any debt and having a pretty good cash flow, a really good cash flow actually. It helps that you can take some risk, maybe more than you could if you were living hand to mouth. We started a weather business, I guess it was digital, through the satellite, sending weather information, and that we finally sold that. It didn't do much. Again, we were using empty space on our satellite channel.
So you were just sitting around figuring out how to fill that space.
Yeah.
I bet you had many, we talked about brainstorming amongst your table. It says, what can we put on it?
Yeah, we started a company called Satellite Spacecom. Again, we split those signals up in a whole bunch of different ways, and we were selling a service through the satellite to anybody. We offered it as a common carrier kind of service, anybody that wanted to go through and distribute to a lot of people on a one-way kind of signal. That's how we got into the preview guide business. I don't know if you want to, that was really the best thing we did. That was worth lots of money.